Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's August 19th. We're ripping through August here. So I think it's going to be even a great day, better day than yesterday, and we're coming up on a great weekend. Yeah, our phone numbers here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, so you can listen to us anywhere. Take us with your iPhones and your iPods and your just any type of device like that, and you can listen to us as we stream. Send emails to Linda at KCNR1460.com, or just hop on to KCNR1460 and get into the chat room. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today. But as usual, we're joined by El Magnifico, Bad Bob.
Loving the weather.
Yep. Now, the fact that you've got that little sign around your neck that says El Magnifico, does that mean anything?
Well,
it's
you know.
It's got a big lip print kiss on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Brenda.
She loves me.
She loves you. Well, that's pretty cute. You're a little bit old to be wearing
Is Indian summer still a politically correct term?
Probably not, because you know what? Let's just get away from anything that could offend anybody, because people may get their feelings hurt if we say things. And if we say things like, you can't build a mosque there, or we didn't say you can't build, we just said you shouldn't. Well, that hurts their feelings. These are the same people, when you hurt their feelings, they riot in the Netherlands. We'll talk about that later. But something that brightens my day up is in someone who brightens my day up.
Can you hear Bob?
I can hear Bob. Bob, we can hear you screwing on
the top of this coffee thing.
Turn off your microphone, Bob.
Oh, it is on.
Oh. But speaking of being on, Linda.
It is. Yes,
you
I
are
am on.
On. You are
Thank
on.
Thank you. Whoa. I'm telling you, it's a feisty morning here. Today, it's currently 60 degrees. It's going to be high today of 98. This is Harley weather to ride this weekend or go do anything that is going to take you outdoors, because it's going to be a beautiful, mild 89 Saturday and a 90 on Sunday. I have a couple shout-outs here, a couple, you know, I guess that's a current term that I really, that's one of the current terms I love, a shout-out. Got a shout-out, man. Boo. I want to thank you, Boo, for deciding after all this time that I've had your book that you're going to give it to me. I love that book. Remember When. It's so cool. I'm going to bring it here on the station.
You should take it back to Boo so he can give it back
to us.
Oh,
I keep saying every time I see him.
Keeping it for a year.
And I keep saying, oh, don't worry, I'll get it sometime. And I got to bring you that book. I had it in the car. And anyway, you know. So he emails me and said, I've just decided, keep that book. You would enjoy it. Well, remember when it goes back through all the different, you know, television shows and great pictures and, you know, Jackie Gleason era up to Jack Parr. And, you know, I love all that stuff. So I also want to shout out to a new listener who we both want to say thank you so much for the wonderful experience and meeting you. And you know who you are, Jeff and Dr. Khan. You guys are tremendous. And you gave us an amazing experience. I also want to thank Rhonda Culp and Candace Lavolsi. Last night, Candace was playing at the Shasta Center that is going to be opening up, the Shasta Family Justice Center. There was a fundraiser last night at the Wine Bar. And I can't wait to go back and experience. I'm going to go on a tour. We are going to go on a tour next week and really get to, you know, see and taste and get the whole wine bar experience, which is right next to the Cascade. But Candace Lavolsi, good friend, wonderful North State harpist, is amazing. Oh, and by the way, Kyle is going to be on, who is the conductor for the North State Symphony. He's going to be on in September. He's just confirmed. So we'll be telling you about that. But going back to Candace, she was there last night. So we really enjoyed an evening, Rhonda and Candace and I. We enjoyed the wine bar. We enjoyed the benefit. And afterwards, we walked over across the street to Vintage and saw some incredible artwork hanging up from Hawkman Studios. They're presenting a wonderful artist of All About Colors, Mixed Media Works by Gwen Nabel. And she just, I don't know, it was just a wonderful vibe. And we went in the back and sat in a couch. And they've got some wonderful acts coming up this Friday, August 20th, is Dan Krikorian at 8 o'clock p.m. Evidently, he is quite the rage coming through on tour. So if you're not at Anselmo's checking out us doing jazz and you want to stay in town, go see Dan Krikorian.
But we'd rather you come out and see Linda.
I understand that the reservations are getting full. And, again, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It's our favorite place to, one of our favorite destination getaway. And I just got an email from Chicken who said, while I was in Dallas, I bought lots of jewelry. So any of you who have been out there, girls and guys, they have incredible jewelry for really, really fun prizes. That's just, I always call it pay jewelry, like play jewelry, pay jewelry. It's paid Joey.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break here. I don't know what you're getting there in that coffee cup. But if for the last couple of mornings, you've just kind of been, like, you know, floating through the air and kind of, you sit lightly on your stool here and you just...
Do you hear that, Cameron? I go by and ask for the morning buzz.
No. We got to take a quick break here, Carl on the Bot. We're going to have Nadine Bailey on today. We're going to be talking the Sundial events. We're going to be talking a lot of events that have been happening in our city. We've got announcements to make. We can start with this now. We'll talk about it later. But after the break, this is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio, KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:15 in the morning. Home of Free Fire Media right here at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bot, good morning.
Are you feeling it? Are you over the hump? Wednesday, some people consider Wednesday the hump.
Day.
And Thursday, it's coming on down to, thank God it's Friday.
Are you kidding? We're lucky Bob even comes to work because he's planning on the weekend.
It's currently 60 degrees, going to be high today of 98. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Nadine Bailey.
That's right. We're going to be talking not just what's happening at the Sundial. We're going to be talking some of the stuff that is happening in Sacramento. You know, but before we get into that, I've just got a couple of things.
What you got over there?
The court says lying about the Medal of Honor is no crime.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like a federal law making it a crime to lie about receiving the Medal of Honor or other military decorations violates your freedom of speech, a federal appeals court ruled Tuesday. They said this guy that was convicted of violating the Stolen Valor Act made deliberate and despicable claims that he had received the Medal of Honor. The Constitution prohibits the government from prosecuting someone for merely lying. That means then if they lie about that, then you can prosecute people for lying to your mommy. They can lie about your age, your financial status on Facebook or when you're trying to meet women online, or men, or telling falsehoods about drinking, smoking, or sex to your family. You know, frankly, I so much disagree with that.
Isn't this another indication of the moral decay of this country that they condoned this is okay, let's talk about all the loopholes. That's all right. Go ahead and lie.
Well, that is. It goes back to lying. And does it violate somebody's First Amendment rights? I don't know. Maybe it does. But there's things that if it does, you know, we're in the type of business we're in. We are standing, you know, four square for your right of freedom of speech. Otherwise, people will step in. But what about things like doing the wrong thing? What about somebody that is using this to gain position on the bodies of dead heroes, which is what he did? You know, it had a photo of him in his Marine uniform. He's never been in the Marines. He used it to gain notoriety, to gain things. There's got to be something you can get him on for that. I mean, it's not against the law to lie. It's okay to say that you can. That means that any jerk can put on a uniform, put any type of medals on it they want, and walk around. Let's go to the phones. Bob, you are on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl.
What's up? Good morning.
Yeah, you're right on about that. You can just lie about anything, seem to get away with it. My son, listen to Pelosi wants to investigate 70% of the Americans for disagreeing with the mosque being built there, but, you know, they don't rebuild the Greek Orthodox Church.
Yeah, they're putting all types of things in front of them. They're putting all types of problems.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. And did you read about Ted Nugent in the papers today?
Yeah, Ted got it because he was on his TV show, from what I understand, that two game wardens were watching it because they enjoyed the show and saw him illegally take a deer.
Yeah. Did you read the comments in the paper?
No, I didn't see that.
What did
they say? One guy couldn't wait for the bot spit on this.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. You know, the thing about it is that, you know, here's Nugent, who is, I mean, he is really, I mean, he's radical out there for the right of hunting and everything like that. But
yeah.
You know what? You just got to say something like, you know, Ted, you kill an illegal deer and you're hunting him over an illegal stand, and then you put it on the TV. What are you thinking of? You know, what are you thinking of, Ted? Do you think that people are just going to go, oh, look, Ted shot something illegally, and they're going to let him get away with it? I don't think so.
Yeah, and he just admitted it, and he was wrong, and like I say, he had two game wardens there, but he paid the fine and went on.
There you go. You know, you take responsibility for what you did. Okay, he did it. He didn't do it correctly. He took the responsibility, paid his fine, and he shut up about it. Now, if that's a spin that we're putting on it, so be it. Here we are. Stand up and take responsibility for killing an illegal deer. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Welcome. See you later.
You bet. Going back to this Medal of Honor thing, it says a Palm Springs man who tried to impress his former classmates at a high school reunion in Concord by showing up in his Marine Corps uniform encrusted with bogus medals pleaded guilty to the same crime last year. This guy was 39. You know, what it is, and you notice this thing, is there's wars going on and people love their warriors in this country. Probably back during Vietnam they didn't do these things. So much. But now they're taking, you know, they're standing on the shoulders of dead heroes when they do this. And, okay, so, you know, maybe you do have the right to lie. It doesn't mean it's, you know, it's not right. Hey, what's morally right? You know, we're getting into this thing, oh, it's their right, but why isn't it your right to have your expressions of religion or Christmas or just a secular or, you know, something like that? What if the people want that? I mean, what's wrong with people wanting to have something they believe in, and then the government gets into that, and then somebody comes along, lies about something, gains from it, and yet nothing can be done because, oh, they can lie. It's not nice, but they can lie. You know, gee, it's not nice. You can marry your sister, but it's not nice. I mean, is that coming? Is that coming down the road? We got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's KCNR 1460. It is 7:24 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Or come over into the chat room and get hot.
I got to tell you about a chat. You know, we were just talking about the guy who had all the medals and put all the medals on for his, you know, reunion. And you know, he was not really necessarily punished. I mean, it came out in the news, and then it seemed to go to court, and they said, oh, well, because of, I don't exactly know what amendment it was, but that it was okay. So this guy lied, cheated, and got away with it. And one of the guys in our chat room says, it seems to me that since the Medal of Honor is not only an award made by the president, but the benefits assigned to it endorsed by Congress. That being said, a false claim of that award should be a federal crime.
Well, you see, the thing about it is that they would never get the faults. They would never get the benefits from it except wearing it, which is, you know, wearing the Medal of Honor is such a big event. I mean, I can't tell you how much... This when somebody sees this, has been in the military, realizes what this person has done, the sacrifice this person has made. And yes, there are a few benefits, specific benefits for the ones who have been awarded, and it's not, you don't win the Medal of Honor, you are awarded the Medal of Honor, that the, you know, but these people just put it on, they don't they'll never see that. But it's still they're basking. They're basking in the light of the heroism of these men.
Well, you were in the Marine Corps for 33 years. Could you please, you know, just share with us what, when you have your, you get a medal for a campaign that you've been in or a war that you've fought in or sometimes you have like a couple stars on that ribbon, which means that, you know, share with us, the layman that has never done this kind of thing, what that means to the warrior.
Well, you know, it's funny. Napoleon once said, men will die for a piece of ribbon. And what it does is it just the awards you see on a man or a woman's chest that they've won means that a couple of things. One, they have served their country. Two, that they've been in specific areas of the world. Three, that they fought in specific campaigns. That they have been in combat. That they've been awarded degrees for meritorious service, for heroic service. And all that, if you go up to somebody and they're in their uniform and you're in your uniform, you can just glance at their heart, which is where the ribbons reside, is over their heart. And it's you can see where that person has been. You know immediately where that person has been and what they have done, if you know, in the military. But people look at it that don't understand it, and they just see a kaleidoscope of colors, and they don't realize what these mean. And they do silly things sometimes, like somebody came up one time and just tapped me on one of my ribs. Well, what's that? When I grabbed his finger and pushed it back, I said, well, first of all, don't touch me. Second of all, you don't do that kind of thing. But it was somebody who had not been in the service who, for some reason, thought he could do that. But the other thing is that once that people see it, they feel like here is somebody that has served their country, and they have done more. They have gone beyond. And I'm not saying it's because I'm just talking about veterans. And I'm talking from every war, every campaign. And to have somebody use that so people will think maybe more warmly about them or want to do, you know, want to assist them if they're trying to do something. If they're trying to raise money for a fund or something like that, you know, you're a veteran. It gives a different viewpoint.
As a journalist, it's been my honor, and I will use that word underlined, an honor to interview two Medal of Honor recipients, three or four Silver Star recipients, and more Purple Heart recipients than I can remember. And to a man, they all said, I wasn't looking for glory, I was trying to stay alive in a tough situation. And that was, and most of them downplayed the situation that got them the award, and that's a true warrior, in my opinion.
And most of them will. Most of them won't talk about it at all. So that's what makes it even worse, that when you have people that come on and just steal the valor, and that's what it is. They're stealing the valor of those who are better than they are, and they receive benefits from it. Even if it's not money, even if it's not a job, though probably some of them have gotten themselves into jobs, some have gotten themselves elected, they have stolen from those who are better than them. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media.
Today, you are tuned into KCNR 1460. That's 1460 on your dial. How you doing this morning? It's 62 degrees right now. It's 7:34 in the morning, and It's going to be high today of 98. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley is the owner there. Been serving local customers since 1985. Does your dish network, does surround sound, does home theater systems. He's only taken time off from serving our local community when he was with the 82nd Airborne. That's Doug Tooley. B&T Satellite, you can call him at 244-1988. Guarantees his work, does great work.
Our guest this morning, and you know, many of you who you know we run into and our friends know how much we love Anselmo Vineyards. And we say it's our favorite destination getaway. We're not kidding. And I have had the great joy of putting together the summer music series. And tomorrow night I'll be performing out there with Rick Hill and Lou White and Johnny Gonsalves and Bruce Kalin. And, you know, you need to make your reservations out there, 474-5546, because the music room where we do the music books up quickly. So we have two more nights, the 20th and the 27th. I'll be out there with that same group with some of my favorite musicians. And with us this morning is Kelly Landry, who is the lead wrangler at Anselmo's, because not only does Anselmo's, we talk about the food, the wine, the ambiance, they've got horseback riding and cattle and lavender and honey. I mean, it's a working ranch. And so Kelly's here to talk to us about horseback riding today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lead wrangler.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, so much. I work at the horses and the cattle and the sheep and the goats, and we have trail rides and pretty much just in everything outside, and there is a lot to do outside at Anselmo Vineyards.
Right, and it's the ranch is how many acres?
Oh. About 2,600, a little over 2,600 acres.
Oh, okay, and somebody just walked in the room. We want to say hello real fast. Good morning, Reverge.
Good morning.
Dressed in, looks like you're going to, you know, saddle them up. But Kelly, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the trail rides. I know I personally can say that I've been on a wonderful, I think it was a three-hour ride.
Yeah. Down the Bear Creek, right? Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I loved it because, you know, we always talking about how we're in a go, 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 fast world, and it was wonderful to do the experience of brushing the horse down, to helping put the saddle on, to, you know, kind of walking through the vineyards and getting up at the top of the ranch where you see the beautiful mountains. What kind of trail rides do you guys offer?
You know, we have basically an hour ride, which is actually like an hour and a half by time we're said and done. And then we have a 2-hour that can be stretch as long as 3 hours. It just depends on how long we hang out at either the waterfalls or down at Bear Creek.
How many people can go on a trail ride?
Right now, my cap is 6.
So this would be a wonderful, like, girls' day out or a family excursion.
Yeah.
Because you have, you ride your horses, all of horses daily, from what I understand. You exercise them daily. You see their disposition. Mm-hmm. I rode Juice.
Isn't he awesome?
And Juice was
beautiful.
Awesome. Yes, he was awesome. And Chicken was on, oh my gosh.
Timmy.
Timmy. And Timmy was a little, Timmy acted up a little bit that day, but by the time it was over, I think he was just having. But see, that's the cool thing about you evaluating your horses all the time, because these, when you're having people who are riding their horses, you know to what level of extent somebody's riding capabilities are, what animal to put them with or what horse to put them with.
Absolutely. We try to do our best to match personalities and abilities.
You guys, it's really, I just can't say enough about the beautiful trail ride. And then you go down to Bear Creek. Sometimes you can have lunch down there.
Yeah.
Tie up, enjoy that beautiful solitude.
We just had a beautiful picnic down there with a couple. It was for a birthday, and we brought a bottle of champagne, and they were able to do a toast down there and had cheese and wine and crackers, and I think it was a very memorable day for them.
How many days a week are the trail rides?
6 days a week. We basically work, we're open from Tuesday through Sunday.
And Kelly, share with our listeners a little bit about your history.
Oh, goodness. I've been riding since before I could walk.
Really?
Literally. My parents started putting me in the saddle when I was about 6 months old. So
Are you a rodeo girl?
You know, I did a little bit of rodeo. I did some gymkhana. I did drill team for quite a few years. Anything and everything to do with a horse, you know. I always had that in my blood that that's what I was going to do, and I'm living the dream.
So where do you live here in the North State?
Right now I'm living up at the ranch.
Okay.
In Shingletown.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So you're hands-on all the time. Tell us about the sheep and the wool, and tell us about the lavender and the other things that go on there.
Oh, there's so much. We have honey that's there on the ranch, and then we also have the lavender, which we grow and we cut. We either sell in bundles, or we also have sashes, and then we also have a lavender lemonade, too, that we offer in the restaurant.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Really, really good. And then we grow our own hay. We have alfalfa and grass and peas and oats and you name it, anything and everything to do with the ranch.
Well, I remember coming on the back trail ride with Chicken, and Chicken is Mrs. Anselmo. That's just her nickname. So if you go out there and you see this beautiful petite blonde, and she says, I'm Chicken, you're just going to say, what? That's Chicken. And she's quite the horse person, too. Right, she knows how to
excellent
work it.
Horseman.
So I felt really safe going on the trail ride with her, and we came up the back end going by one of the barns. The field was full, and she looked at me and she says, "Rivera's is going to what's it called when you cut your hay and you bale it? What's that called?"
Baling the
hay. Oh, baling. Okay.
And then we buck it and we put it into the hay barn storage.
Right, and that's and you have how many people does Anselmo employ ish?
Well, there's employ in total. I think there's about 20 in the restaurant, and then outside there's 8 of us.
Right.
That run the entire outside.
Right. So many of you were taking the bundles, but there was a whole field that she said, Rivera's is going to bundle that hay by himself tomorrow. He'll be out here all day. And I was just like,
they're very hands-on.
Well, we were there with the cattle roundup. We're going to take a break. We are talking with Kelly. It's Landry, correct?
Correct.
Kelly Landry, who is the head wrangler out at Anselmo Vineyard, so much more than just a restaurant. It's a working ranch, and we're finding more about the trail rides out there. This is Linda Bott. I'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Diane from
Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and we're going to have Rivera's Anselmo on in a little bit, talking about what's happening out at the ranch. But right now, we've got the head wrangler, Kelly Landry, and we're talking about some of the things that are going on. If you ever wanted to go on a horseback ride, a trail ride, what people don't realize, they think, oh, it's up there, it's too far away. What is it, 12 minutes?
Yeah. It's not very far at all. 20 max.
20 max.
Yeah.
So you've got trail rides. You're going to be teaching horseback lessons or something. Aren't you building a... Tell us what's going on.
We just completed our arena. It's not a huge arena, but it's definitely big enough to get the point across. We're going to start lessons up there. And right now our trail rides are geared for those 15 and older, just because, you know, we're out in the back pastures and there is wildlife out there. And it's not a controlled environment, but... With a smaller environment, more controlled, like the arena, I can start offering lessons to kids as young as 5 years old.
That is incredible. And so are you building up more than 6 horses? Will you have, or people, this is where people bring their own horses?
No. You know what? I like to keep small, intimate groups on our trail rides because Anselmo Vineyards is kind of a intimate type of atmosphere, you know? So I don't want to get too large to where... You lose that control and that intimacy of the customers where they can talk and chat with each other. And I feel safer with the smaller groups, and I want my customers to enjoy their experience and have a good time and feel safe.
That is just awesome. And I understand that well, we've been out there. They're building for weddings, a wedding destination.
Oh.
What is that called?
The Pavilion.
The Pavilion.
The Wedding Pavilion. And it is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Not complete yet, but it will be, I believe, in the next few weeks.
I'm trying to encourage them to have a fall festival, like a day on the greens, where maybe we can have a concert out there at the pavilion that would be 4 or 5 bands.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, the lawn chairs. On the pasture part, not the.
Well, I believe Mr. Anselmo is here, so maybe we can bend his ear.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Kelly. And how tell us again, 6 days a week, what are the hours, and how do we get in touch with you regarding the trail rides?
Yeah.
And just to come check out the ranch?
Call the ranch line or the vineyard line at 530-474-5546 and go directly to the Wrangler line. Leave me a message because 9 times out of 10, I might be out on horseback, but leave me a message and I'll give you a shout back and we can work out the times. I'm very flexible on my hours, so I'll work with your schedule.
And that's cool because you can custom do a custom trail ride, like somebody, like again, the couple that just got had a birthday or not, or even somebody's deciding to propose to somebody. What a fabulous way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had a 25th anniversary down at the waterfalls with the trail ride, and awesome.
You know, somebody else just happened to walk in here today too, and the owner and the very what can I say, the well traveled, the the man that's made all this possible, RC and someone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Pretty good, I guess. A panhandler outside just told me I had great hair. He said he'd never seen hair like that. What's with my hair? What's unusual about my hair?
Welcome to our life. You know, welcome to our world here. They come in here sometimes on their skateboards.
I'm Italian, so I have curly hair.
Did he want a dollar for that?
Or a kiss?
He wanted a cigarette.
Oh. You know, that's a new way of doing it. You know, it's, and you know what? It's what can we say? Community radio on this. You know, last time you were here, RC, and we got to take a break here in a couple minutes, was... you were in the middle of a firefight with the record searchlight, and you and Trish Clark were in here.
Yeah, we put that all together, though. I talked to Silas, and I think he's figured out that I'm not on the enemy side of the line.
Yeah. Well, we got to try and get both of you on here someday.
And love to do it.
We're going to try, in fact, do that maybe as early as this week sometime. But right now, we got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
As we go...
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:54 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. They're having a big cigar smoke out today in the in their community room. Going to have Brickhouse cigars in there. You're going to be able to buy three, get one for free. A lot of, you know, a lot of people talking about cigars. It's going to have food, refreshments, everything. They're going to start around 6 o'clock, and join me there. I'm going to be there because I like a good cigar. And they treat you so well. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hill, Top Drive. We've got a big announcement to make. Is there's going to be a debate Monday night at the Bonneville Baptist Church between Mayor Patrick Henry Jones and Ken Murray. They're going to be on, and they're going to go at each other at the Bonneville Baptist Church, 6 p.m., on Monday at the Tea Party, set that up. So, just something to let people
good.
Know about. That's, that should be pretty
yeah,
exciting.
Good.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
And I ran
yeah.
into Ken last night at an event I was at, and he said, there are no questions from the audience.
Too bad.
This is for them to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe, whatever you want to, you know.
Yeah.
They're just going to debate amongst themselves and just let it rip.
So,
there you go.
And our guest today, RC Anselmo, and his head wrangler.
Did you guys talk about how foxy and hot our Wranglers are?
Oh, my goodness.
They are foxy and hot. Yeah.
That's done on purpose because when I was a kid and I'd be working on dude ranches in Montana, I always would find some Wrangler girl to have a crush on. And so we make the landscape similar.
No, they are, and you know, and hardworking. It's just great to see that just this passion of the horses and the ranch and the knowledge behind it. So it's great.
Well, you know, it's a and like I said, you know, RC stopped in for a few minutes today, and of course the Wrangler is here, but we want RC for a little bit longer period of time, and we're going to get that on as soon as we can because there's a lot of other things that are going on that we've talked about that you are such a proponent of for business and expanding here in Shasta County. I mean, you've been right in the front of it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'd like to somehow get rid of these artificial barriers to development, expansion, and business drivers.
I think this is something we need to talk about. I think, you know, it's the county, it's the city. Everybody says, well, you know, the state does this or somebody else does this. But a lot of times it's we do this to each other. And we stop each other from growing. Let's go to the phones here. Line one, Elizabeth, I just mentioned what you're going to talk about.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Fine. Great.
Good. Yeah, I heard you mention that, and I was kind of on hold there for a minute, and so I jumped back on. But we've got kind of an interesting format on Monday night.
All right, share
okay,
with us.
Go. We've
well,
got just a couple
know,
minutes.
In the past, we've done our very organized debates for some of the local races and the county races, and this time we decided we wanted to have a true debate where the individuals on opposite sides of the issue actually debate each other. And it's no secret that the unions and the pensions and the salaries of some of our public employees is a pretty big issue, not just locally but nationwide. And Ken Murray and Patrick Jones are probably the epitome of two people that are completely on opposite sides of this issue. So they both have been generously accepting of this opportunity to debate each other on this issue on Monday night. I expect some good entertainment.
I expect there
so
will.
I encourage people to come out, and if they want to they want to get the true story on this issue, this is a great opportunity.
They've both been on their show several times, and will be on our show again, of course, as we're having all the candidates on here. But I think it's going to be a good time. I think I'll be there to watch and
Excellent.
See what happens. And we'll continue to talk about this, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and you know, it's never too early to bring this issue up. I know that some people feel that because the elections are not until November, that this is a bit early, but I really don't think it is because obviously this issue is in the forefront of all discussions at every level of government. So it's not too early at all for people to become really informed about this issue.
No, it's not. And we'll talk about this again tomorrow and then, of course, Monday. So give us a reminder call Monday, too.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you so much for giving us a call.
All right.
You bet.
Thanks. Bye.
We've got a couple minutes left here. Some closing thoughts.
Well, you know, RC, like I said, we're going to have you back on here very soon. But, you know, the what you've done out there with the ranch is just nothing short of astounding. And people that go out there say that.
Thank you. We're not done either. We're finishing up the pavilion for and a tent site for the weddings. And that's really by request, and we're going to also put in some accommodation up there.
Oh, great.
Let's go to the phone. Somebody wants to talk about the restaurant. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hey, you know, I like to go out and eat in Shasta County, and when I do, I always check out the health inspections on restaurants. And this restaurant, Ensemble Vineyards, has zero violations out of four inspections, which is absolutely unheard of.
Is that unheard of? I thought that was normal.
No, I've looked at a lot of restaurants, and a lot have, you know, minor violations, which is pretty normal. It's not really a big deal, and some have major violations, which of course is a big deal. But you folks have had none, and that I just wanted to, you know, compliment you on that.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. I didn't even know that myself, but I can explain it for you. We have a very strange relationship with Fern, the inspector.
Okay,
I'm so sure
I can't hear you very well, so I'm going to go ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim, for your phone call. We've only got 30 seconds left.
Our whole attitude is, come get me, Fern.
Well, I'll show you where you've got zero problems here.
We've got to take a break here for the news and come back in the next segment. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Radio on KCNR. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:06 in the morning. And it is going to be a nice day. 64 degrees. It's going to go up to like 98 today, I think.
Yeah, currently 64. Like you said, the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We just had a half hour talking, gushing. And Jim, thanks for calling. That was a wonderful little surprise for Verge to hear again.
Yeah, the owner of Ensemble's is here, doesn't know how good it is.
We're doing music out there on the 20th, that's tomorrow night, and the 27th, myself. I'll be singing with Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Lou White will be playing flute and sax and clarinet, and, of course, Rick Hill, amazing guitarist. And we just have a really good time. We do a lot of standards, a lot of great jazz classics, you know, Harold Arlen, Gershwin, Cole Porter, just a lot of your favorite standards. And we just kick back. We want you to enjoy and drink and be with your friends and laugh. It's not a concert atmosphere. It's just this really cool jazz ambiance, and you can go out on the deck and enjoy your night. Yeah, I understand tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night's getting packed up. I don't know if you can get reservations, but try 274-5546. And then again, next week, the 27th, is when we finish
our
music
series.
That's the last one. Well, speaking of music, speaking of incredible artists, we have a gal that's coming to Reading who is one of those great vocalists that has kind of like, you know, kind of gone through many genres of music, kind of is a younger artist, but a lot of older I guess you'd say an older client, people or our age, love her. So she kind of like spans the generations. And with us this morning is Nadine Bailey. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
And you are in charge of putting this concert on.
Yes, it's a fundraiser for the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. We put on the Forest Products Construction Equipment Expo in February, and this just gives us a little chance to get our name out there and visit with people and give our members some benefits.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. So we were just talking about, tell us the concert that's coming to town that you're bringing this wonderful artist.
Leanne Rimes is coming, let's see, September 10th at 7 p.m. And she's going to do a few new songs and some of her old songs. And I heard, I just talked to somebody that got to see her in concert, and they just raved about how, what an amazing artist she is. She's got that kind of Patsy Cline range, and she just, if you get on YouTube, you can see a video of her do the new song Swinging, and it's not country, it's not pop, it's just different, but very, very good.
Yeah, I've seen that before. We were talking about that at the break, and I also, when I was in Nashville, when she first came out with Blue, her first album, it was very much a Patsy Cline song. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the song had been hanging around and was written for Patsy Cline. We'll have to look at the history on that. And so they saved it. The husband of the late Patsy Cline picked the song and said, this will be great for Leanne Rimes, because she was this incredible singer and could flip her voice and yodel and do the things like Patsy Cline could do. So she became the sensation, and then through the years now, She's evolved, and this concert is going to be a little from her past and a little right now in the future.
Yeah, because it's almost got, some of the songs have like a swing tempo to them, and then others, the old standards, and then somebody that saw it said they even had, she has some jazz, a little bit of jazz in there too, so there's really something for everyone, and we're just lucky to be able to get a performer of this caliber in on short notice, so we know it's short notice, but we'd love to have everybody come out.
September 10th, 7 p.m., Leanne Rimes tickets. How do we get them?
Reading Convention Center. Just, you can go online, pay with your credit card, and just, they're easy to get, and there's still good seats left.
This would be great.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, but, you know, Nadine Bailey, besides just doing this with the Sundial, is also the representative for our region for Senator Sam Onestad. And we want to talk a little bit about that, too. You know, she's just not another pretty face here. We want to start talking some politics and some things that, you know, where Onestad's going and where she sees the state, because I know you are really dialed into that, especially when we talk budgets and that, you know, not to take away from, of course, you know, the Sundial Music Festival, but there's a lot of other things going on we need to talk about, too. So, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. It's the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:13 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, our we've talked about stealing valor, how the court says it's okay, you can steal the valor of our heroes. It's just a little lie. It's like kind of telling your mom that you don't...
Never mind.
Drink. Okay? And, you know, that's okay. You know, it's not nice, but it's okay. You know, and of course, in the 11 crosses
those.
That were along the highway to honor the fallen dead Utah state troopers was found to be unconstitutional because it's mixing religion with the state. Another great decision by our courts. And then we talked... we've had some people in, another business here in town from Seven Hills, the Anselmo Vineyards and Ranch and Cattle Company up there, talked to that. And now our guest is, of course, we announced that, and you heard it first here, was that Ken Murray and Patrick Jones, Mayor Jones, are going to have a no-holds-barred debate on Monday night at the Tea Party meeting.
At the Baptist Church?
Right, on Bonneview. That should be interesting because... They both have some different ideas on how to run the city, and probably in the country too. Anyway, but our guest now is Nadine Bailey, who is not only the leader in this group to have Leon Rimes here at the Civic Center, but she's also Senator Onnestad's point person out here in the district. But let's go back to Leon Rimes and why? What are some of the reasons for having her here?
The Sundial Film Festival, or Sundial Music Festival, yes.
Well, and the reason I got involved with the Sundial Festival is the logging conference uses the convention center, and there was a group of people meeting to see what we could do for the convention center, and one of the things is use it or lose it. I mean, that's our community center, and I have a... almost 20-year experience with trade shows, and trade shows can be an economic driver in communities. The logging conference, the last study, it was in the heyday, but it brought in over $5 million into the community when we'd have that. So it's probably less now, but if you started getting some conventions and trade shows in here, it can make a difference. And this festival, we're advertising it everywhere. This is going to be the first annual. And we're hoping that eventually it'll be like the Gilroy Garlic Festival, that instead of our people leaving to go to San Francisco to a festival, their people will come up here and they'll leave their money here. And that's what we need to be using our facilities for here, and that's why I got involved.
So basically, save the Civic.
Yeah, we really, both Alan Foligno and I and Jenny Mistel, the three of us are working together on this, and we all use the convention center. Jenny's on the committee to, they do the decorations. She got the whole community to come together, and they decorate the Civic Auditorium. And if you haven't seen it, they just started working on it a couple of weeks ago for Christmas, the Christmas decorations for this Christmas. They do amazing artwork, and it just turns that whole convention center into a winter wonderland. And so we've got to look at new ideas instead of crying about what's gone. Let's focus on what we have, and that convention center has some beautiful facilities, and it's a great place to have events, and we want to bring people to it, not tear it down.
Has there been a study on how much it would cost to really bring that convention center up to standards, up to code, up to, I'm sure it's a code now, but I mean, to really put it in a great, you know, refurbish it?
They have some costs, and, you know, they range from, you know, somewhere around $1 million downward. So, you know, I'm not really sure what it is, but like anything, I think if you got the community together, you could figure out a way to do that without it costing as much as the estimates say.
You know, the McConnell Foundation has floated a proposal to buy the land down there. I mean, you know, they're putting a hotel in, but they've also floated and they haven't made an offer that I know of, but they have floated the proposal of them acquiring the Civic Center and the rodeo grounds. Do you have any, I mean, personal opinions on this?
Well, Civic Center, you know, that's what that was built for. It was built for the community. And That used to be the center. I remember as a kid coming down to see the only concert. I was raised in Trinity County, coming down to see Carlos Montoya, the classical guitarist. Those type of events change people's lives around here, and to lose that so that it can go to a small group of people, I think we need to think about, you know, what it's for. Is it supposed to make money, or is it supposed to enrich the community and give a venue to places like the logging conference? You don't think about that as arts. But that brings people from all over the West Coast together to talk about their industry and learn new things. And it was the Civic Center that brought us together. You know, we were really uncertain with what we were going to do. And we came down and we coalesced around the convention center, and they had some ideas, and it was good for us. And I it's really easy to tear things down. It's harder to build them. And so I think we just need to get together and talk about building things rather than to tear them down.
Well, my question would be is, what would take the place of the Civic Center?
You know,
I'm not sure that, you know, they say, well, you know, Wind River was going to build one, they decided not to, and, you know, other places. And so my concern would be, if it's gone, what do you do then? Because it's used almost every weekend, from what I understand. They're booked up, you know, for many of the nonprofits, but for many different events, they're booked up. Where do they go to then, is my question.
Well, and you look at the churches that use it. The local churches around here have congregations that are so big that it's rented out on Easter Sunday. It serves a purpose there. And, you know, I understand that the city can't, the city can't have something that's losing money. Then let's sit down and figure out how, as a community, that we have a venue for the things that we need a venue for that will enrich the community. And what will take its place? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think anybody's answered that. And will what is planned, if it's such a good thing, why isn't the proposal out there? Why haven't we seen drawings of what it's going to be? Then we could talk about it. But I don't want to get rid of something. You know, it's the bird in the hand and the.
It's kind of like
bush.
This: is when we move our command post,
mm-hmm.
You always leave the one that you left operating until the one that you've moved to is up and operating. Then you turn it off. You don't just you don't turn off the communications and then. Then move to the next place. That's what I'd like to see. Is if we are gonna, if the Civic Center does have to leave, I would like to think there's something else up in its place that you can just transfer things. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Where do you?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, tonight at Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brew, join me for the cigar night. They are going to have experts in there. They're going to be talking about cigars. They're going to have like a 3-for-1 deal. They're going to have refreshments. It's just a good time. Every time we go down there, and every time we've been there, it's just a packed place. You go down there, you talk about cigars, you see the latest ones. If you've got a loved one that you can, and the ladies, let him out tonight, at 6 o'clock. Let him go on down there and, give him some money for gas and maybe another, some more money so he can buy a cigar. But let him out tonight. And guys, assert yourself. First of all, you go down to the Cypress Square Barbershop.
I was going to say.
You go to the Cypress Square Barbershop today. Man's Last Stronghold. You go in there for a haircut, not styling. They do not style hair. They cut your hair. They shave around your ears. They shave around your neck. And then you get to talk to everybody in there. Everybody has, talks about hunting, fishing, and we talk about these things. They've got great magazines. They've got heads on the wall. Yeah. And every so often, if you're really lucky, you may see a liberal in there. Okay, it's not every, it's not very often, but it's true, it does happen. I'm just kidding about that. DC Tim and the Man in Black, they give great haircuts. There's no nail jobs done or anything like that. But first you go down, you get your haircut in a manly way, because it is Man's Last Stronghold, and then we go down to the Backroom Brew for cigar night. I can't make this any clearer. this is what we're going to do. Meet me down there this evening. Bob, are you coming?
I'm actually going to be on Whiskey Town Lake.
Okay, Brenda won't let you come, huh?
No, we're escorting kayaks.
Yeah, sure. Okay, that's a good way of getting out. I'm going. Is that okay, honey? Okay, well, I'm going.
Absolutely.
Okay, our guest is Nadine Bailey.
It always makes you so happy.
I know, I come back.
Stoked. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You got your fix. Get your fix. Get your fill.
Nadine Bailey is our guest, and we started out with the fact that the Sierra Logging Group and is putting on this concert.
Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes, in conjunction with the Sundown Music Festival, which is going on.
And Rib Cook-Off.
And Rib Cook-Off.
Oh, that's right.
So you can come in for $75. You can put your barbecue up against four of the best ribbers that are coming from Reno, so you can see if you've got this, what it takes to compete with the big boys. So
if you've got the goods. Well, who's judging?
You know, our sponsors all got a judge to put in, and then we've got some professional judges coming from the Sacramento area. So we've got, there'll be a bunch of judges from all over.
So this is a three-day event. Tell us about the festival.
The festival's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and music starting at noon till 5. And then, you know, we had Johnny Lang canceled. His wife is sick, and so he's not able to come. But the band that was with him, the Rhythm Kings, now is free. So that will be our grand finale out on the stage, is the Rhythm Kings. And supposedly they are top-notch. I have not heard them.
Well, I saw Johnny Lang at the Cascade and his band. I mean, that was just a phenomenal experience. So it'll be great.
It's going to be a fun time. Lots of things for the kids to do. The climbing wall, face painting, lots of games, the Need for Speed racers, and lots of things to do, and just a nice family atmosphere. And just come on down. It's free. All we ask is that you just bring an appetite and eat some ribs while you're there.
And the dates again?
The 11th and 12th of September.
Okay, so then the 10th is Leanne Rimes.
10th is Friday night, Leanne Rimes, and then the music festival kicks off. And then we've got a fun run on Saturday to benefit CASA. So,
how can you use both those words in the same sentence? Fun run.
Fun run. You know, I'm hooked. Well, my grandson is running, and we've been doing that a lot lately. I walk behind him, and then and we're doing the triathlon together. So
okay.
I'm swimming and biking, and he's biking and running.
I've done a few triathlons, yeah. And it gets your heart rate up.
Yeah, and if I can do it, anybody can. That's my new thing.
Well, Nadine,
just ignore Bob. Just ignore the man behind the chair. I know he's holding these things up. I know. It's just stop it.
Tell us we have a minute before Fox News.
Yeah, that's right. We thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
And talking about all this. And there's just a lot of things going on. You know, we talked about this yesterday with some of our younger citizens, that people that don't think things are going on around here aren't looking. They aren't looking at the number of events that pop up on the weekends and during the week.
Save the Civic, get out, support your local communities. And, you know, the thing about buying local, people don't realize the sales tax that comes back. You know, I'm going to buy a car, and I probably have a better selection in Sacramento, but I'm going to buy local because it makes a difference.
It does.
Yeah.
And, it's, you know, buy local, stay local. And, everything, and the money stays local.
Well, and all of our people here are so generous.
Yeah.
You know, I go to a lot of dinners, and it's the businesses that keep the nonprofits going, and we don't have the services like the, you know, like the big cities do. So we depend on our nonprofits to fill the gaps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a break here for the news. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:33 in the morning. It's going to be a great day today. It's KCNR 1460.
It's becoming like a ballet, isn't it, Carl? You're kind of like, ooh, right in there with that you know.
So I'm going to do manly things tonight.
It's the journey bump. I love it. Good morning. Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. That's 1460 on your dial. Currently 73 degrees, and today's going to be high of 98. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite off of Airport Road there. You know what? We're switching to Dish. We haven't done it officially yet. We're switching to Dish. And one of the reasons is because, again, it's shop local, stay local. Doug Tooley, a local guy who has also served in the service of the 82nd Airborne. We've heard nothing but wonderful comments. We've met this guy. We love the integrity factor of what he's about. So you know what? We're just going to, you know.
We're going to do it.
Yeah. So he's off Airport Road. Go see Doug Tooley, a B&T Satellite. Hey, Doug. Shout out.
244-1988. Our guest is Nadine Bailey, and we've talked about you know, the concerts and everything. Let's get into some other stuff, because you are a political person too. Somebody just turned around, and we're seeing stuff. The chat room is going crazy again about certain things, but this one is a very chilling headline I see. It says Pelosi suggests Pete probe of funding sourcing behind opposition to mosque near Ground Zero. Nancy Pelosi suggests that they probe the funding, or whoever, she's saying that that there are forces out there funding the opposition to building the mosque near Ground Zero. Talk about your freedom of speech that's under attack. Nancy Pelosi just put a shot across the bow of the First Amendment, as far as I'm concerned, with this statement.
I agree. I have a rule in politics, and it's never stop your enemy on their way to commit suicide. And so I think Nancy's headed there. I'm wondering, because Dean came out yesterday, the former governor of Vermont and presidential candidate, and said the same thing. You know, and we talk about this as a religious issue, but how many religions do you know that have a standing army of people that are willing to go out and kill themselves? So when your church decides, you know, if we have laws governing nonprofits, and there are certain things you can do and maintain the nonprofit status and the exemption under religion, but when you enter into the political realm, then you cease to become a religion. And what's going on here is, it's not just religion, it's political as well. And this is a political statement, not a religious statement. And I think people, you know, I absolutely build a mosque if that's what it is. But this isn't a mosque. This is a political statement more so than a religious statement.
Well, it's not. But if Nancy wants to start, you know, getting into the funding of those who oppose the mosque, let her start with Harry Reid, because Harry Reid has come out in opposition to building the mosque at Ground Zero, near Ground Zero. And if that's the case, Nancy, how come you don't start with Harry?
Or the chairman of the Democratic Party,
yeah,
last year, Dean. So,
yeah,
you know, so there's a lot of Democrats that are coming forward and saying this isn't an appropriate use of that space. So I agree. I just think that we're seeing a lot of things that I never thought we would see. And I, you know, there's a lot of debates about what you can and can't say now. And I think that, you know, we talk about the gun rights, but people don't seem to realize that when things like this happen, that the government is starting to say, we're going to investigate your speech, that they're taking away the other cornerstone as well. This is a, you know, like I said to the newspaper the other day, I support a free press, because without it, none of us will stay free. And they ought to be defending our right to be able to say what we need to say when we want to say it.
You have 70% of the people in the United States, if you want to believe polls, but there's numerous polls that say they're against building that mosque at or near Ground Zero. Or I should say near Ground Zero. And you're right. You know, many mosques are built on the place of great victories in the Islamic faith, and one in Jerusalem and in Cordova, others. And to put this here is, you know, to me, it's they've been offered other land by the governor of New York. You know, the people that are standing up and saying, you know, this is not a good idea, this is not something they should do. or people from both parties, and then you have the leader of the congressional Democratic or the Democrats in Congress say, "I think we need to probe who's funding this, who's saying it." Well, hey Nancy, come down and probe us. You know, probe our funding for it because we're against it, and see if you can find the money behind us.
She is afraid. They've picked the wrong side of this issue to stand on, and so this is a desperate attempt for her to take the focus off the real debate. And the real debate is people don't want that mosque built there. And if this was really a religious issue, what is religion about? It's about being good to our fellow man, treating each other with respect, and building a better world. Why would you want to hurt all of those people from 9/11? I went through a terrorist attack. My boss was killed by the Unabomber, and it still is painful for me to think about it. You know, I have days where that's all I think about, or something will happen, and I'll get a package, and it'll be unmarked, and I think, you know, is this it again? And so I know what those wounds are. Those people are still, it's as raw as it was the day it happened. And why would you want to hurt them if you want to uplift them? It makes no sense.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to us. It makes sense to the other side, though. And I don't even think the Democrats can make sense of it. But now, after Obama stepped in, and by the way, and here's something that's really interesting. The number of people that believe the president is a Muslim has risen in the last 2 years instead of dropped. I think it's something like it's up to, it started out at like 8 to 10% thought he was a Muslim, and now it's like 14%, and 35% believe he's a Christian, which I guess the other 50% aren't sure. But, you know, I find that astounding. Like, I mean, I don't know how many other ways you could say he's a Christian. He goes to a Christian church. He doesn't go to a mosque. But I find that interesting how that happens. Hey, we've got to take a break here.
Our guest is Nadine Bailey, and when we come back, we're going to take your calls. We're also going to talk about a book you brought in and where you were yesterday. Good stuff coming up. You don't want to go away. We'll see you after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's a great day. It's 8:44 in the morning.
Currently 76 degrees. Going to be a high today of 98. Our chat room is open. And our guest this morning is Nadine Bailey. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And you have a book here that you brought. Carl's been looking for, and it seems like he can't find copies.
I heard that. Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
That's true. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's go to the phones. We've got a guy that's been on hold here for a little bit.
Good morning, John. You're on line one.
Good morning, Linda, Carl, Nadine. How are you?
Great.
Listen, I didn't really have a question for Nadine. I just wanted to thank her for being the person that she is, for all the things she gets involved with, and all of the support that she gives this community. Thanks a lot, Nadine. You're a really, really great asset to Redding and Shasta County.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, is that it, John?
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you know,
John.
That's the beautiful thing of why we, that's the wind, like the song, The Wind Beneath Our Wings, or the juice that keeps us going. It calls like that that come in, unsolicited thank yous, people paying attention, people who want to engage. They're very involved. And Nadine, you know, you are really a highly respected person in this community, and it's wonderful to hear that.
It was very nice.
Let me talk to one of our people in the chat room here, and we do, I don't give names, but we do say what you said. Actually, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi. Actually, I have Nancy's answer. The people funding this opposition are the people who care about this country, the victims of 9/11, and those who have the moral fiber to speak out against this slap in the face. That's who it is. You're right. You know, before you spend all that money, Nancy, I can tell you who it is. I can tell you who a lot of them are. A lot of them are just standing and sitting throughout this country. They're riding in their cars. They're at work today. They're teaching school. They're in school. They're collecting your trash. They're keeping you safe, Nancy. Those are the people that care about this. These are the people that oppose it. 70%, if you go by the polls. 70%. So, Nancy, before you go out and spend the money to find out who is funding this opposition, why don't you just kind of sit in a room of 10 people and look at them, because seven of them believe that what's being done there with the mosque at Ground Zero is wrong. That's all you have to do. Of course, that would probably be too easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. If she was sitting in a room, just a thought here. I'm just going to share this with you guys. She's sitting in a room with 10 people. Five of them are just take them off the bus or the subway or, you know, out of the diner. Do you think that those people who don't know, aren't really politically involved, but they vote that politically involved that way, but don't really follow politics, would be a real afraid somehow to really speak their truth?
I think that's a big part of it, and I think a lot of people don't wake up until it's their ox that's being gored. And so, you know, I met a guy this week that all of a sudden woke up because he went over to use some parkland on the coast, and he couldn't get to any of it. It's all locked up. You can't camp on the beach. You can't drive on the beach. And, you know, and he said, "Why is this happening?" And I said, "Well, welcome to my world, because I've been working on rural issues for 20 years, and I've just watched it. We lose more and more of our access to public lands every year, and we don't wake up until it's too late, until the gate is locked. And with the federal government, when the gate is locked, it's too late."
Well, you know, and speaking of that, this when Nadine came in the other day to talk, and we were starting to talk about a book called Atlas Shrugged. And I said, you know, I've been, you know, bad on me, and I probably read excerpts of it through the years, but I was trying to find another copy, and they're very difficult to find in the Cal's books and a couple other places I've gone to. And today, Nadine, when she came in to talk, brought me a copy by Ayn Rand of Atlas Shrugged. How nice of you.
Well, it's my favorite book. I read it for the first time when I was 18, and I decided, since I couldn't afford to go to college, that I'd just start reading what was on the college reading list, and this is one of them. And so I read it, and then I came back during the Spotted Owl stuff and read it again, and that's when, you know, when you're 18 and you read something, you think, oh, well, maybe that could happen. But then when you're in the throes of it and you're watching the government just stomp all over everyone.
And can you give, like, a brief synopsis of this? I mean,
of the book?
Of the book.
Well, Ayn Rand, her family literally walked out of Russia with the clothes on their back because her dad was afraid of communism. So they came to the United States. She attended Stanford and became America's philosopher. And she became fearful of seeing that the government tentacles were headed down the road that they came from. And so she wrote this as kind of an ideal of no government intrusion. And, you know, we have to have government in some areas of our life. But if you look at today, And I gave you a quote by C.S. Lewis that said, "Isn't it sad that the government has to tell us when we're sick and when our shoes are too tight and what we need to, what house we need to live in?" And that was C.S. Lewis 100 years ago.
Yeah, and wear helmets on our heads and don't put something in our mouth and, you know, things like that. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I've been studying private property rights. I met a biker once in Vermont, and I'm giving a speech, and I'm thinking, why am I here with this biker, big burly biker tattooed? And he said, you know, you don't think about private property rights as helmet laws, but basically what you're saying is because somebody else made a mistake, you're going to force me to wear a helmet. So he said, black men get killed at a rate higher than the rest of the population between 11 and 2 o'clock in the morning. Are you going to tell them that they can't go outside? Senior citizens fall in the tubs more often and are at a great cost to society after they're 65 years old. So are we going to have a safety harness on us when we're in the shower? And when you take the things out and extrapolate them, you start to see that government is in every aspect of our life, and pretty soon we're not. And that's what Atlas Shrugged is about. It's about the fact that the government eventually chokes off the power of people to produce. And you look here, we don't have producers anymore. We cry about the economy here. We've lost our timber manufacturing. We burn up more forests than we ever harvested now. And we don't have the manufacturing base.
And every time we try to do something, like, we can still do biomass. Trust me, here come the environmentalists with lawsuits. And one person can throw a lawsuit that will keep the state from doing anything for 2 years. Which has happened before. We can't even put trout in streams that we've been doing for 105 years because somebody from another state got an injunction against this. This whole thing is ridiculous, and you know that we have to take a break here. But the big thing is that one of the quotes in this book is that if people don't know they're breaking the laws, we can control them. We make so many laws, something like that.
Yeah. It was two bureaucrats talking, and one says, "I'm worried because we're making so many laws, people don't know when they're breaking them." And the other one says, "That's it. That's what we want, because when you have lawbreakers, we can control them." Try getting the California fishing regulations out and seeing if you the first read through it, you could figure out whether you're legal or not legal. That's a perfect example.
Yeah. Okay. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:55 in the morning, our last segment. Our guest is Nadine Bailey, and we've been talking about just about everything you can imagine. And we've, in our last segment, we're talking about, I pronounce it wrong all the time. Ayn Rand?
Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand. And I tell you what, she's brought me the book Atlas Shrugged, and I can't thank you enough. You know, like I said, I go to, you know, my favorite used bookstore, Cal's Books.
You're going to have to put on your 2.5 glasses to read the fine print.
There,
but anyway, hey, you were in Sacramento yesterday.
Yes, we were there for the confirmation hearings for the Delta, the people on the Delta Commission and the State Water Board. So Charlie Hoppen was up for confirmation, and I went down to watch that.
And what happened?
Well, it was kind of interesting. Charlie's a great guy who's really tried to help out rural California. And while he was being confirmed, a state senator came in, I'm not going to name him, and sat down and said, "We have a problem in San Diego. The water board's rules for it's the flow through water through power plants are going to raise the rates down there by 30%. And I'm sitting there thinking, welcome to my world. Rural California, the air regs, we don't ever violate the air regs, but all of our counties have to replace their diesel trucks, and we don't have the population to get the grants to replace them. So the poorest counties that don't break the laws can't use the grants." But he didn't want to repeal or change the law. He wanted to carve out an exemption for just San Diego.
Did he do it? Did they get it?
No. Well, they can't yet.
Good.
But I just, you know, I thought that was interesting. Some of these laws now are starting to impact the city dwellers and not just rural
not
California.
Just us.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, Flatlanders, bend over. Here it comes. You know, I tell you what, I am so tired of the politicians in Sacramento. You know, you idiots can't even think past the end of your nose to say, "Oh, let's pass this. Oh, my God, it's going to cost us money." What did you think? What were you thinking? Go to the phones. Hey, Charles, we only got like a couple minutes left. Charles? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was tuning in, and I hear somebody talking about the dangers of the slippery slope.
Well, imagine
which is
that.
Something I've been doing every time I go before the city council to speak against smoking ordinances and stuff like that. So it sounds like we've got a kindred spirit in the station.
We've got kindred. You've had a kindred spirit. We don't like the government intruding on us. Yeah, you know what? If you don't like smoke, don't smoke. So, anyway. What do you have, Charles?
No, I just wanted to.
Oh, you're just agreeing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, Charles. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks for tuning in and checking in.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nadine Bailey, you know what? It's such an honor to have you here. You're so engaging and so informative, and come back and keep us abreast of, you know, what you're involved in and what's going on, and you know, what's going to be, you know, again before the Sundial Film Festival again September 10th. Leanne Rimes.
It's the music festival.
That's right. What did I say?
Film.
Film, sorry. Sundial Music Festival.
And Rib Cook-Off.
And Rib Cook-Off. There
My
you
husband
go.
Doesn't want anybody to forget the Rib Cook-Off.
Well, you know, I'm just a little bit surprised that one of the most, probably the most knowledgeable rib eaters in this town, maybe even this part of the state, maybe even this part of the country, has not been asked to be sitting on that judging.
Well, consider this an invitation. We need you there. That's exactly what we're looking for, an unbiased judge.
Carl's from the South. You know, he's a rib expert.
Yeah, well, not Southern ribs there. So, okay. Anyway, thanks a lot. Nadine, thank you so much for coming by. And thank you so much for the book. And I will return it. We'll make sure your name's on here and a phone number.
You have to give it to another true believer. That's the rule.
I can do that because, you know, Linda keeps books for years. And people finally say, I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, they finally give it to me.
Hey, tomorrow we've got Monty Hite coming in and also some surprises because Monty's going to talk about DUIs and a lot of these new laws, plus a few other things that are going on in the state. He's the one that writes that column on safe driving. He's a retired California Highway Patrolman. And he's got opinions about a lot of different things, but he's going to be talking about the new DUI setups and those laws and such. So far, so good.
Yeah, it's been a great day. It's
been a great day.
You go out and make it a fabulous day.
Yeah. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.